This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Today, our journey will take us to a special woman, the beloved daughter of Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, one of the best women in Jannah. That is none but Sayyida Fatima. Her full name, Fatima bint Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Now look at the nickname. She's known as the flower, known also as Fatima to Zahra, the shining one. And the special characters about her is actually narrated in a hadith by Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She narrated hadiths from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and many companions narrated hadiths from her. She was well known for the following: being patient, persevering, content, and grateful to Allah, and act with excellence. She has two sons, the beloved grandchildren of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. She's also known as the link of Al-Mustafa, the link of the chosen, which is Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, because only her children, they survived and had offsprings. She was beautifully called frequently Ummu Abiha, the mother of her father, because she had a great resemblance to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and she took care of him, especially after the death of Sayyida Khadija. She was known as the best woman of her era and one of the best women of Jannah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas reported in a hadith recorded by Imam Ahmad that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, "The best woman among the people of paradise are Khadija bint Khuwaylid, Fatima bint Muhammad, Maryam bint Imran, and Asiya bint Muzahim, the wife of Pharaoh." So four: Khadija bint Khuwaylid, the first wife of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Fatima, his daughter, Sayyida Maryam bint Imran, and Asiya, the wife of Fir'aun, the best four women of Jannah. And Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam loved her immensely, that every battle he goes, when he comes back to Medina, he usually pray in the masjid. That's his sunnah alayhi salatu wasalam. And then he goes to her house, and he usually makes sure he sees her before he goes to his own wives. And she had a special status with Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And let's share this hadith. And he said, and imagine a father said this about his daughter. He said, "Fatima, bid'atun minni, faman aghdabaha aghdabani." Fatima is a part of me, piece of me. And whoever make her angry, he actually makes me angry. Sayyida Aisha was asked, who was the most beloved person to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? And Sayyida Aisha responded, "Fatima." And then she was asked, how about from among the men? And Sayyida Aisha responded, her husband, Sayyidina Ali. And she said, he was sawam qawam. He was always in a state of fasting, or he fasted a lot, and he would stand up long nights in prayers. Sayyida Aisha reported this, and she said, I have not seen anyone who resembled Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in speech, the way she spoke, may Allah be pleased with her, more than Fatima. When she entered, look at that. When she entered on him, he stand up, greet her, kiss her, and welcome her. And she would do the same toward him. When he comes, she stand up, welcome him, kiss his hand. She was the fourth daughter, and she was born 4 years before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam became the prophet. Her mother is Sayyida Khadija, and Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam loved her dearly. She grew up as a Muslim. She didn't live long with the era of the pagans. However, having said that, she witnessed the torture of Quraysh to her father. And one of the stories that really should move us all is when the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was praying in the courtyard of the Kaaba, and the disbelievers came and threw the intestine off the camel on him. She ran to him when she heard that, crying, and she was removing it and clearing the dirt from him and saying, "Oh, daddy." And then she loudly invocating against those who did this to her father. She was young when her mother died. And she lived with her sister, Ummu Kulthum, who took care of her, and with her mother-in-law, Sayyida Sauda. Migrated to Medina with her sister, with Sayyidina Ali, and with Sayyida Sauda. Married Ali, radiyallahu anh, 2 years after Hijrah. So Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam gave her in marriage to his cousin, Sayyidina Ali. 2 years after Hijrah, after the battle of Badr, she was 15 years of age and he was 21. But they did not live together till she was 18 years of age. These days, we all want to live in prosperity. We want to have good life. So imagine the daughter of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam married to the fourth Khalifa, not yet Khalifa, but his cousin. However, they were very poor. They had minimum. They had nothing. For her marriage, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he prepared for her the basic necessities to use in a home. Leather, water, pitcher, a wooden bed, and some cushions. She used to work very hard. And there is a hadith where she came to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, especially later in Medina, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened wealth to the Muslims, and she said, "It's getting very hard on me. I need a helper." When she came to ask for help from Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, this is the daughter of the best of the creation, he actually advised her, instead of material help, eternal help. That's the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he asked her to say 10 times, "Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar," after each prayer. And say 33 times, "Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar," before you go to bed. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam really loved her. And she had a special place in his heart. She came to him, Sayyida Fatima, and she said, "Inna qawmaka yatahaddathuna annaka la taghdab li banatik." She came to him and said, "People are saying that you do not get upset when your daughters get upset. And here you go. Ali is planning to marry the daughter of Abu Jahl." Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam stood up, and after he said, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah," and he said, "I have given my daughter to Abu al-As ibn Rabi'ah," and he treated her very well. "And Fatima bint Muhammad is part of me, and I don't like her to be tested. And by Allah, she cannot be together in the same house with the daughter of the enemy of Allah in one house with the same man at all." And Sayyidina Ali did not marry the daughter of Abu Jahl. And in fact, Sayyidina Ali did not marry as long as he was married to Sayyida Fatima. After she died, he actually married a slave girl by the name of Umama. She gave birth to 4 children, 2 boys and 2 girls, Al-Hassan Al-Hussein, and then 2 girls who she named them after her late sisters, Ummu Kulthum and Zainab. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was there when she gave birth to Al-Hassan. In fact, he gave adhan in the ear of Sayyidina Al-Hassan, and he suggested that she makes aqiqah, celebration for the birth of the boy. There is a narration that states the status of Sayyida Fatima. This was actually a hadith that Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, "An angel came to me today that have never descended to the earth, and he sought permission from Allah, from his Lord, to greet me with salam and to give me the glad tidings that Fatima is the best of the women of paradise, and that Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein are the best of the youth of the people of paradise." Some of the memorable moments of her life is actually the time of the death of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. She was the only daughter who survived him. His three daughters passed away before him, alayhi salatu wasalam. So she entered and he was dying. And you can imagine the moment and the feeling. She came close to him, she was crying. And then he whispered something in her ear and she started crying even more. And then he whispered something else in her ears and she starts smiling. And no one knows at that moment, what did he say, alayhi salatu wasalam? When he passed away and they took him, the companions, and buried him, alayhi salatu wasalam, they came back to his house. She was there. She looked at them and says, طابت لكم أنفسكم أن تحثوا التراب على رسول الله. How can your self made you throw dust over Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Look at her love. And look at the faith of the Sahaba. They looked at her and says, daughter of Muhammad, that's what he taught us. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyida Aisha asked her afterward, what did he say to you that made you cry? And what did he say to you that made you smile? She said, the first thing he said to me, what made me cry harder, that your father has not much left. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's when I start crying very hard. Then he whispered again and he said, you're the first one who's going to follow me after I die. And I smiled. And absolutely she died 6 months after him, alayhi salatu wasalam. She was buried in Baqi'. She was buried by Sayyidina Ali after he prayed on her. May Allah be pleased with her, the flower, the unique, the part of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And she died very young at age 28. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us follow her footsteps, learn from her, and bless us all.